I know the DJ.
Do you?
You gotta 90s baby, stand up. You're coming back because I'm blowing in it. Pause. I take my craft serious.
Get the hell out of here. I don't owe you shit.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a special moment for me. I just had to introduce real quick. How do you feel about this, man? This is huge.
This is massive for the podcast.
Shout out to the producers. We made this happen. Shout out to Ado. We here at But Another DJ have a special guest today. This person is popping right now. I know a lot of y'all dudes is thirsting over this one. Everybody, give it up for Ice Spice. What's going on, Ice?
You just get that outfit at the deli?
What up?
How does it feel to be popping like that?
I can't believe I'm dressed like this right now. But happy Halloween, everybody!
Happy Halloween!
This is the Halloween edition of But I Know the DJ, episode 82. Fuck you, Kemi. So I've had this costume. This is my Halloween costume. I don't just dress like this. This is my Halloween costume. And Cam hits a group chat. He's like, yo, this is gonna drop on Halloween or around Halloween. Like, we should all dress in Halloween costume. And I'm like, yeah, 100%. I fucking love this show. Put everything, my blood, sweat, and tears into this show.
Yeah, we have
And Cammy's like, oh, I'm gonna dress as a UFC fighter, blah, 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 blah. Like, Fingers comes from work, so we knew not to, you know, put too much on you. This is Cammy's UFC costume.
What's the matter? It says UFC. I got a bandage, and I got.
This is how you dress every day.
Pretty much. You wore this show before.
Yo,
this is
you guys have seen Mean Girls, right?
Oh yeah.
You know when they're like, this is the scene of the Halloween scene. She's like, every year, like, it's the one time of year where a girl can dress like a total slow, whatever. And Lindsay Lohan comes like as like the scariest thing in the world, and everyone's like, yo, what the fuck?
You actually look like the mom in Mean Girls with the dogs biting the tits. Yeah.
Dude, you have tickle bitties.
Bro, it's this. So this is actually a woman's sweatsuit.
Oh.
3X, apparently. Okay. So I'm the same size as a woman who wears a 3X woman.
Okay.
And honestly, it's cozy. The sleeves are a little short. Shoulders are not there.
The ice, though.
You see the ice, though?
Yo, you see the bust down.
Come on, man. I looked the part.
You see the bust down.
I would assume that I walk down the street, you know exactly who the fuck I am.
We just gotta see the fat ass. You got the fat ass.
That's true.
You should have won.
That's a lot though.
Some pillows.
Cause I'm gonna try and DJ like this. So, and I move a lot when I DJ. And honestly,
it's gotta move a lot with you.
Yeah.
So I'm planning on wearing this Thursday with you, Cammy. We're gonna be at Paradise Rock Club, and
I'm wearing this too again on Thursday. By the way,
gonna get booed. and for every Ice Spice song that I play, like, I'm probably going to try and do something.
You know what I mean? You have to.
Yeah, absolutely.
The hair's pretty itchy.
It looks good on you, though.
It does.
It suits me?
Dude, it does, I think so. I think you should definitely start taking up this look.
Thing is, I naturally have I naturally have very curly hair. Like, when I was a kid, this is how my hair was.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, actually, for real. So I guess that's why, you know, I look so natural in it. You know what I'm saying?
Thought I was feeling you.
But once again, welcome to episode 82, the Halloween edition of By Know the DJ, the original New England podcast discussing all things DJing, music, nightlife, business, and pop culture. The unfiltered opinions of host Snacks.
Give me Snacks, baby.
No.
AKA.
If you're gonna do it right.
AKA.
Who are you?
I don't know how to sound like her.
What do you mean?
I don't have the New York accent. Like, I don't know how to do it.
Gra. You got to say gra every now and then.
Gra. Keep it a sec.
Because, you know, I got bands.
Too good. Spicy.
Yo, we're doing all Ice Spice instrumentals today.
Should have got you the Ice Spice meal. Dunkin'
for Dunkin'. The host,
DJ's Fingers and Cammy V.
DJ Cammy V.
Produced by Dope Entertainment.
It's Rice Spice.
Vice Spice.
Everybody in the comments, remix the name right now. Who is he? It's not Ice Spice. I say Rice Spice.
That's too good, man. I can't compete with that. I can't compete with that one.
The comments, let me know what my rap name should be.
Lice Spice.
Lice? God damn, dude. That's fucked up. Yeah, I mean, Halloween, I mean, I remember last year we talked about, you know, just kind of, you know, wrapping it back to like the whole DJ part of how Halloween kind of changes what we're able to play, what we can get away with, things that people will just want to hear that one time of the year.
Yeah.
You know, what are some stuff that you guys are expecting to play this weekend at your Halloween gigs?
Or definitely remixes of like, or intros, or party intros, like Monster Mash and all that stuff. Everything like
Thriller.
Thriller. Of course.
Thriller's like the one, I feel like.
Yeah, for sure.
You're going to play Monster Mash? I really don't like that song.
I mean, like I said, intros, like, that's some things you can, like, sprinkle, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Give it that touch.
You know what I'm saying? Just to have the, let people have fun. You're dressed up, and you don't want to let loose a little bit, so it's not too serious. Like, go out, just play a little Monster Mash a little bit, just mix it into something else, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Stuff like that. Keep it cute. And now, DJs, I know you're going out crazy. Doing these fucking tone play shits. All right, just keep it cute, okay? Keep it cute. Don't go too crazy. Some of that shit sounds cringy.
I agree. Yeah, there's a fine line for sure.
Yeah, bro. Like, it's gotta be up for, yeah.
I did drop my Michael Myers computer's edit today.
Nice.
And I had about like 30, 40 DJs hit me up for it in the DMs. So that one's gonna go crazy. I have a good feeling I'll get a lot of tags on that one.
Dope.
Because again, it's like, keep it simple, but also like let people know it is Halloween.
You made one recently, right? You played on the radio, didn't you?
I didn't make that one. The drift one.
That shit was fire.
Yeah, that one was crazy, right? Yeah, fire. I didn't make it. I did work on some stuff and have been working on stuff for the weekend. Jesus, this hair, bro. I'm gonna be honest, I'm not used to it.
How do you think she deals with it, man?
I don't know.
You gotta get in there, bro.
And that's not her. Isn't that her natural
hair? That's her natural hair.
Okay, because I remember for a while people thought it was like a wig.
Wig,
right?
Yeah.
No, that's a natural hair.
Fuck, dude.
She just wigged.
And I don't got the edges down, you know what
I'm
saying?
Yeah, bro, for real. You got to make sure.
I got to get that shit laid.
Yeah,
this was last minute, though. what were we talking about? Oh, yeah, Halloween. But yeah, I know Thriller's the big one. Somebody's Watching Me is a really big one. It's crazy, like, literally only play that once a year, but it's a great song.
Yeah.
I really like Michael Jackson's Ghost. A lot of people don't really know it, but that song is pretty fucking
Is that
dope.
Invincible?
No, that was, I think Dangerous.
Yeah.
Dangerous. Or Blood on the Dance Floor. It could have been one of those two, but it was that era. But that's a mm-hmm. really good song. Mm-hmm. I actually like the song.
Mm-hmm.
I like that song better than Thriller.
Oh, wow.
Thriller's just iconic.
Yeah. The music video and
that's
everything.
That's a better put together song. Now, I want to challenge DJs out there. Like, there's a lot of, like, you use a lot of the dark shit, like
Monster. Kanye West.
Yeah.
A lot of Kanye stuff
you
can use. A lot of
Black skinhead.
Yeah, exactly. Ooh. Like, get creative out there. Don't just hit them with the normal.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm trying to think of other songs that fit. Disturbia.
Oh, Rihanna. Disturbia is a great one.
Yeah,
that's a great one.
Disturbia by Rihanna.
Great movie, by the way, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Good movie. Yeah. Is that Shia
LaBeouf?
Shia, big Shia guy.
No Church in the Wild.
No Church in the Wild is a good one. That's fire.
God, yeah.
This is the bulletproof Halloween set right here.
Yeah. I think even Run This Town.
I can see it. What's the
Jay-Z talks about, like, what he's wearing. It's like the all black everything. Mm. Like, I think that, you know, dark costume. You can definitely get a spooky set.
Yeah.
Together, if you really, really think about it. I think challenging DJs to, like, try something new and to think outside of the box, because a lot of shit can be predictable, too.
Yeah.
But it's super exciting. Halloween's one of the best weekends of the year for nightlife, for DJs, for, you know, bars and venues and whatnot. So it's going to be a really, really exciting time. You know, let us know in the comments what your costume is. What did you dress up as this weekend? We want to see what the best costume was. If you want to submit any photos into our DMs, please do so.
Please.
We would love to see some of the great costumes that you guys had and see if you had a better one than me, because right now I'm going kind of crazy right now.
We should do a little costume contest.
A little costume contest. I'm kind of going crazy right now.
You are.
I it's so fucking weird because we've been friends for a while. Like, I don't really dress up for Halloween. I do really half-ass shit. You know, and I need to be comfortable.
Yeah.
Like just like Cammy. you know, with DJing, like, I sweat a lot. I move around a lot. I can't wear a mask.
Yeah,
you can't
makeup,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can't wear
like
makeup. You're going to sweat through it. So there's limited options, but that's why when I thought of this one, I was like, yo, I think I can do this. I was like, I think I can get away with this, and I think it'll be all right.
Now, which what slutty outfit you guys looking forward to seeing over the weekend?
I love Halloween, bro.
Yeah, you were saying before the show, it's
there's those guys that go out. There's those guys that go out, just stand on the corner, or just stand in the back of the room, not dressed up. They come out for one reason, and that's that ass cheek out. That's that fishnet.
I'm a big Star Wars fan. And what?
What are you gonna say?
The Darth
Chewbacca
Vader?
With the ass out?
No, no, no. Princess Leia as a slave when she's Jabba the Hutt's slave.
Oh, as a slave.
Yeah, she's under Jabba the Hutt's like she's in like a dungeon or whatever.
You want a slutty slave, bro?
Bro, do you see that? You need to see the outfit. Hold on, guys. I'm not making this shit up, bro.
Is this
for my Star Wars fans out there? You know what I'm talking about, and every Star Wars fan has fantasized about this.
It's sounds like some misogyny shit right there, son.
I'm a Star Wars fan, and I can promise you that I've not fantasized about that. That's pretty wild.
Ready? Ready, ready, ready?
What, Chewbacca with the ass out? I think that's
how do I make this bigger? Sexy. Hold on. Sorry, guys. Why is
it? I mean. Oh, okay. I guess. Yeah.
What do you mean, I guess?
Yeah. Yes, that's dope. That's
you
dope.
See it, EJ? EJ smiling?
Yeah.
Bro, what?
Of course, yeah.
Fuck definitely. You guys, man.
Sure, man.
What do you guys like?
Well, I think, because, you know, every year there's there's like one or two, like,
all like part of the year. Everyone, like, everyone's going to be Barbie this year.
I think Barbie or Ice Spice.
That was a good pick, yeah.
You think a bunch of people are going to be this?
Yes, because it's the first Halloween since Ice Spice has been out, isn't it?
No.
Yeah.
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 She wasn't.
She came out like last summer. Oh, no.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, I'm an idiot. Yeah. She wasn't as big.
It was at the end of the year. So a lot of people, she didn't really pop like that. She was starting to get that incline. But this summer is when she really took off. So I feel like.
Dude, if I see another Ice Spice, I'm going to be pissed.
You should go beat him
you
up.
You got to battle. You got to stop the music and be like, yo.
Yeah, yo, get the fuck up here.
Get the fuck up here.
Like, the crowd's going to decide who's
going
to pop it.
What we doing? Dude, you got to do that
I
shit.
Think I really nailed it.
I think you did too.
Nailed it.
Definitely,
10
bro.
Out of 10.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think I got it.
Mm-hmm. Costume of the year.
Thank you. Thank you.
Definitely.
Next to mine.
Yeah. All right, buddy. What else? Yeah, Barbie's going to be big. Like, kind of basic, though. If I see I'm going to see someone Barbie, I'm like, yo, this is basic as fuck.
I'm probably going to be yay. Put a mask on.
Go get a cardboard toboggan.
Gondola.
and have it like just around your body and walk around like that. And then have like a puppet. And then have like a puppet.
There's just a wig on it.
In my ass out? I didn't think about that. My ass out.
Dude, that'd be so funny.
I gotta be barefoot. That'd be so
funny.
With the fucking scarf over my shit.
That'd be so fucking funny.
That'd be outstanding.
So Halloween, I hope everybody has and had a safe Halloween. Hope wherever you decide to go out, the DJ wasn't shitty.
No, but like I said, I wasn't done. I said I was gonna be Kanye. And I was gonna get a bleach ass on my shirt.
On my t-shirt.
You get
that'd be one of those niche costumes though.
Yeah. Get it?
You gotta explain
no,
it.
I
you
get
gotta
it.
Explain it all night.
I get it, but people are gonna be like, you just have a acid wash t-shirt.
Oh, see, this is fucking you're right.
So you gotta discuss with the white guy.
But that is true.
You know what I mean? You always gotta run it through the white guy. If the white guy doesn't get it,
I know.
If the white guy doesn't get it, then
what are you? What are you?
What are you?
Did you get that at Abercrombie?
Oh, okay.
What?
American Eagle t-shirt?
You know, we always love it when you guys interact with us. The DMs are always great. The comments are always great. But what's crazy is on one of our recent clips when we were talking about Taylor Swift, again, if you listen to the show, you know that we're not the biggest Taylor Swift fans. And she's been very, very relevant. Shout out to her. She's having
you
amazing.
You said she has no back.
She doesn't have a back. Oh, no, she has a back. That's the issue. Her back is too long. That's the issue.
That's just a long back, right?
Long back. She got a long ass back. Right? When does it end? When does her back end?
When does it end?
When does it end? Tell me.
Oh, my God.
But, you know, she had an amazing tour. Heavy in the media. She's doing great. She's one of the biggest artists in the world. Has one of the most streamed artists in the world
of all time.
Take the camera off me on this segment. Do not put the camera on me.
And you know, we had a real shout out our producers. We had some social media posts about our commentary on Taylor Swift. And I someone commented and it really hurt my feelings and it really got me thinking The comment, it was two comments by the same person on the Taylor Swift reel. And the first one was, you lost a follower today.
Ooh, hit the bomb.
And I was like, oh, fuck, man.
Hit the bomb on the most.
And then the second one was, it was like Taylor Swift hate equals, let me see, I wrote it down here, internalized misogyny.
Hit the fucking bomb on the most. Fuck.
Taylor Swift hate equals internalized misogyny.
That was, all right.
It's a big statement.
I'm going to let you guys get into this entire title. What did that mean to you?
Yeah, I was honestly, I felt a type of way because I was like, damn, am I that misogynistic? And is that what that means? I just think she's corny.
Well, first of all, let's pull up the definition of misogyny,
shall we?
Right.
Oh,
let's get an educational thing going here, because I feel like that word's being thrown around a lot, and people don't know how to use it correctly.
And I just want to shout out Andrew real quick, big listener of the show. She called me misogynistic the other day, so I'm seeing a theme.
Oh, so this is the second person.
Not because of the Taylor Swift thing, but she's just like, but sometimes just you guys are like, oh yeah, period, yeah, oh yeah, misogynistic. Sorry, I don't have my glasses on. As you can see, my eyesight's a little misogynistic. Adjective. Fuck. Oh, here we go. Zoom. Strongly prejudiced against women.
That's the beginning. Period.
Yeah.
Use it in a sentence.
Deeply ingrained misogynistic attitudes. That's the sentence they give us.
Jesus Christ.
That's so deep. It's prejudice against women. So that's why I felt a type of way. I was like, I don't want to be. I have two sisters, I'm an amazing mom. I don't think I'm prejudiced against women, and I don't think that my non-fandom of Taylor Swift makes me prejudiced.
And
against
we, show
women.
We show a lot of love.
We show a lot. We talk about. I think Nicki Minaj should be on the Mount Rushmore of hip hop for the last 20 years.
Women's taking
Beyonce,
over hip hop.
Beyonce,
right,
Beyonce, I think, is our generation's Michael Jackson.
We talked about Rihanna Super Bowl. How Rihanna great Super Bowl. That was.
You know what I mean? I don't think that we're necessarily a misogynistic podcast.
I don't think so.
We like to include like women DJs into the conversation. We want to see more of that. Listen, just people are just super, super sensitive these days, and I don't want you guys to take this sensitive or take it to the ass. But like,
what?
You can't just say things. In like another word that a lot of people use a lot that don't know how to use is narcissistic. A lot of people use it. It's like a fad word now. And misogyny is one of that.
It's a buzzword.
It's a buzzword. That's exactly what's going on right now.
I mean, I'm currently dressed as a woman.
You are. So if that was the case,
talking about misogyny and you're dressed as a woman,
and you're showing love right now to one of the biggest artists. You know what I'm saying?
This wig ain't easy.
It's not. And you women, I don't know how you guys do it. I commend you guys.
Hey. So it hurt me, and I hope that is not the vibe we're portraying on this show, because we do love women. We think a lot of women, female artists, are amazing. We like to talk about and make sure we include such artists in our discussions, in our lives.
Okay, what is the opposite of that? What is for women? What is it called?
Christ. Feminist.
Feminist.
Yes.
Is that what it is?
The opposite of misogyny. Feminism.
I can't read. I'm gonna be honest. What is the opposite of misogynistic? Misandry. Misandry. Is the hatred of, contempt of, or prejudice against men or boys.
What is it?
So
again?
That's technically the opposite.
What is it called?
Misandry.
I don't know.
Why don't we talk about that? You know what I mean?
I know. Why do we even know that word?
But I mean, we do live in a world where, you know. Or for in a society where for a long time women weren't equal, you know what I mean? Women had a later time in which they could vote, you know, tons of equality, pay rate, you know, all these things that have, you know, women have just consistently lived in a time of struggle in comparison.
Fuck that shit. Here's the thing. There's something called context.
See, this is why people.
No.
This is what I
don't. No. Fuck this whole sensitivity.
God damn, what the fuck is going on? This is why I didn't want to dress up. So fucking bullshit.
I think you look amazing.
Didn't want to bring up some actual recent news. I mean, this one is kind of fuck. I can't see anything. This one's kind of crazy. And something that. Oh man.
What are we doing?
The big Tupac case.
Yeah.
Keefe D. Mentioned this before, but just more and more info is coming out about the Tupac Keefe D news. I mean, as we mentioned before, QVD has been the main name for a while.
Yeah.
You see, you hear the ice. Dog.
The ice is
spicing right now. Jeez. So first of all, they're like, okay, now we can actually confirm that. Because there's been tons of rumors that Tupac is still alive in like a random place in Cuba and shit like that. So proof that Tupac Shakur is dead is presented at QVD's murder trial at court attempts to debunk conspiracy theories. So that's first, the conspiracy theory. I remember when I was a kid, I used to stay up all night reading these conspiracy theories of
on YouTube, just going
Tupac going crazy. And then there's all the involvement of Diddy.
Yeah, and now that's more prevalent than ever.
And imagine if he got away with this for the last 20 years, just living his life. One of the biggest, the most notorious,
iconic
murder cases ever.
Yeah, this was huge, man. This shocked the whole world.
As some of you may know, Mason Cameron have a podcast that's fucking outrageous. Yep. But this isn't Tupac's death, but this is Biggie's death, but just really showing how tied in everything was. Cameron asked Mace, he goes, "Where were you the night that Biggie got shot?" Like, because they were Bad Boy, right? They're all the same camp, same label, same team, basically. He was like, "Yo, where were you at?" You know, not to like put any blame, but he was just curious. He never really asked him, I guess. And Mace, the way he answered, he was like on trial. Like, he was choosing his words very, like, really? Everyone knows his energy shift. Like, and people, I saw a TikTok of him, people were like, "Yo, like, he's keeping something
fidgety,
fidgety." So basically the way he answers, he goes, "Oh, I was just in my hotel room." And he was just like, "Oh, like with who?" And he was just like, "Oh, I was left there." And he goes, "What do you mean left there? By who? Who left you?" He goes, "Let's just say the people I was came in with, I didn't leave with." That's like all he was saying.
Kind of like he knew something. And he
kind of. And he was like, "And I wasn't able to leave." "Oh, why weren't you able to leave?" He goes, "The hallway was covered with bloods. There was mad blood just on the hallway." Like, he goes, "Because I thought that they were just out there looking for Bad Boy rappers just trying to kill us all." And he said, "The only way I got out was eventually Diddy sent like cops to like escort me out. That was the only way I was able to get out." But the way he was like choosing his words was like wild. I've seen so many different, there's a lot of documentaries and movies and reenactments of a lot of the stuff that happened between the Biggie Tupac stuff.
Yeah.
Of how, you know, there's.
Sometimes here at our podcast, we like to face our fears. You see, Ice Spice, a.k.a. Rice Spice, a.k.a. DJ Snacks, is scared of fucking ostriches. Now you look at this ostrich in the fucking face and tell him to go fuck himself before he fucking eats your
Did you know he
wig.
Was going
to
do this?
I have no idea. They left me alone in my fucking hotel room, and I was scared. Listen, you guys have to face your fucking fears.
You guys are lying.
Look this motherfucker in the face. And let him tell
you,
him that.
You guys had this plan the whole
repeat
time.
Repeat after me. I am not scared of you. Repeat after me. I am not scared of you.
That's an ostrich for real.
It's an ostrich.
I am not scared of you. Say it.
I can't.
Say it. Say, look it in the face and say, "I am not scared of you."
Okay. This is an ostrich for real. Okay. I am not afraid of you.
You will not defeat me.
You will not defeat me.
I am superior.
I am superior.
Your wings don't scare me.
Your wings don't scare me.
If you chase me, I will stand
my ground.
They can
run 30 miles an hour.
If you chase me, I'll stand my ground.
That makes no sense.
It was either this or we were going to take it to the farm. And
what do I got to say?
If you chase me, I will stand my ground.
If you chase me, I will stand my ground.
You thought I was feeling you.
You guys planned this? You knew this was gonna. You knew they're gonna do this.
Yes, I knew I was gonna fucking do this.
The best part is you're gonna have to sit across from this the rest of the show.
Can
you sit on that? Hey,
hey. Oh.
Give me snacks, baby.
Oh.
And all that shit I was talking about,
all
you
that
not
shit
having
you
a costume.
Talking about Cammy V. Look at this man right here.
So what do you Google? What is? Because you're what are you, an ostrich tamer? Like what is this?
Ostrich rider.
Ostrich, right? Oh.
Hey, yo.
DJ Cammy V.
What's up, Cammy?
Yeah, I'm going to be honest, guys. This is fucking hilarious. You are dressed as an ostrich rider.
Yes.
Can we make sure we're propped up? Do we have a name for this? See, you see how cute they make this ostrich? That's why I couldn't tell it was an ostrich for a second. Ostriches are not that cute. What's the ostrich's name?
Steve.
That's Steve.
I'm gonna be honest, guys. This was quite the surprise.
You take him back a little bit. Are you kind of like you were like low key scared.
Not. I was just shocked. I was really just shocked.
Well, if the backstory here is
for those of you that don't know,
we learned that our host here is our A Mike is scared of ostriches. He has a fear of ostriches. We threw up a bunch of ideas like we should take him to the farm.
They're an 8 foot bird that can run 30 miles an hour. How is that not so fucking scary?
We almost like rent to see if like someone could come and bring an ostrich like for a petting zoo action.
Yeah,
we almost did that. Yeah, we almost did that.
That wouldn't.
And that's still on table for me.
Man, still not done.
But yeah, so you know, we thought it would be funny that he faced his fears finally.
Are you wearing this on Thursday?
I think I have to. I don't know if I can teach it with this thing. Imagine this
he
in the
definitely
middle.
Got this for this moment here.
I literally bought this just for today.
I love it. I mean, it's for the show. This is insane. I'm in absolute shock. My head honestly kind of hurts. I don't know if it's the hair and the glasses or this. This was good, guys. I can't stop staring at it. I don't know if you can see me. I can't stop looking at it. Hey, whoa.
So Keefy D.
Yeah, what are you guys talking about?
We're just talking about like the Biggie Tupac
we're
stuff,
talking about the most hip hop gangster shit ever in life.
And I walk
and you
in
walk in like this.
And you walked in with the fucking you gotta put the good music behind that one.
Wow.
The look on your face when I walked in the room was I will never forget it for the rest of my life.
Wow. That's gonna be a fucking clip. But we were talking about just like Biggie Tupac stuff, some reenactments. I mentioned something that Mace was talking about on his podcast with Cameron about where he was at when Biggie was shot. A lot of the reenactments just as far as, you know, when Tupac got jumped and was shot 5 times and all the attempts and all that stuff. There was just such a time when shit was really, really scary. And something that we have talked about a lot of unfortunate deaths in hip-hop and in music that has happened recently, but luckily for you know the better part of everything that spookiness is.
Don't fucking look at me, dude. Why are you holding the fucking ostrich head coming out of your penis, bro?
Honestly, when Cammy first walked in, I thought he was just naked.
Oh God.
Oh, I can't do this.
I
can't do this.
But hey, hopefully we'll get some more information and Keefy D can shed some more light on what's going on. A lot of people are coming out saying that we're there. They're saying that he has nothing to do with it.
All right.
That this is custom, like this is shining. They're trying to take the light off something else. But
what do you mean something else? It's been
because
20
years. A lot of people are saying that. So this is basically taking the light off the police that were quote unquote involved in this happening. They waited so long because Keefy D's been saying this for years that he was in the car, that he was involved in it, that he saw Tupac, whatever, you know, getting shot, and no one wanted to investigate him. But all of a sudden, 20 years later, you want to investigate it now. Mm. It's harder.
Doesn't make sense
to implicate the more people like the police because the evidence is like it's been so long. You know what I'm saying? So, but that's been the consensus online is that it's taking it away from the police involvement in this.
Speaking of court cases, did you guys hear about the Florida thing that happened earlier this year?
Celsius?
Yeah. Yeah, it happened months ago. Like, it's not really that relevant, but we never really talked about it. Do you know about this?
Yeah.
You know about this? So, he won $80 million from Celsius on a court case. Isn't that crazy? Yeah.
Good for him.
Went in asking for $30,000 because that's the minimum to be able to sue in that court. And basically, he was, before Celsius is like super popular now, everyone knows about it. Anyone that works out knows about it. Blah, blah, blah. Great energy drink, whatever. We'll love a sponsor.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Shit's got like 50 grams of caffeine.
It's insane.
It's actually wild.
Yeah.
It's like and legalized crack.
So
it's like the Four Loko before they changed.
I can't see that far. But he was with them. What the fuck? What are we talking about?
Florida.
He was
This Oscar's got you fucked up. Ever since
he had an endorsement for them from like 2014 to 2018 before that they were really popping. And in that time, they've gone from like a $3 million company to like an $8 billion company.
Yep.
And they were supposed to hit like certain like financial like goals. If they hit those goals, he would get paid for. So basically at the end of the trial, he was owed 1% of the company.
Oh shit.
Which is $80 million.
That's crazy.
Since it turned into an $8 billion company. So
good for him.
Court cases, man. And speaking further on court cases, the Jada will divorce. Oh my god.
I don't think they're getting divorced.
They should get a divorce.
Yeah, Will should
I feel
run.
So
he should run. He should get far away from her. I just feel like, yo, listen, and then his dumbass is over there clapping at the fucking, you're celebrating the book. Listen, I think this whole thing is a setup.
I agree.
I don't put shit, but just for the sake, I don't put shit past anybody, but just for the sake of conversation, Jada continues to go up and down and beat Will's back in.
Bro, that's insane.
What the fuck? On the fucking what? Yeah, what the fuck she's doing?
But she's on like a lot of media outlets.
Because she just came out with a book. She's coming out with a book. So this is her nasty rollout.
Yeah, her rollout. Yeah.
It's a nasty rollout. Crazy. Dude. Tough. You know what I'm saying?
Hate to see it, man.
But I think Will, I think this is all part of the brand. Everyone's going to go buy that fucking book, bro. Yeah. And everyone's talking about it.
Why would people go buy the book if they're literally posting quite every single detail? Like a new detail is trending on the internet. So it's like, I don't need to go buy the book now.
I know you can just, you know what I'm saying? But a lot of
just the hype.
It's just a tangible thing to have people just, oh, I have it. You know what I'm saying? So it's just, I just feel like shock value and negativity is what sells the most these days.
And she made it as she was the topic of kind of a skit on SNL on their, you know, they do like a news segment at the end of the show. They had one of the cast members play her, and they were just like fucking roasting her, talking about the whole Will and Jada situation, and the way they ended it was like she was like, "Please call me Mrs. Shakur," and it was fucking hilarious.
So bad.
Also, the host and musical guest of that show was Bad Bunny.
Bad Bunny,
out of his insane rollout for his really really good album. And
great album.
Did you guys know that he was on SNL or see any of the clips of him?
I mean,
quite a big deal.
Yeah.
Having someone whose English is a second language. And, I mean, he did a really, really great job. A lot of really funny stuff. A lot of stuff was obviously around the fact that he's Latino and speaks mostly Spanish. So it was really, really refreshing as far as the kind of content that SNL puts out. They had a skit where, him and Pedro Pascal played, it was off. I think it was kind of like a touch to his song, Titi Me Pregunto. Where Pedro played the kid's mom, and Bad Bunny was the titi, the tia, the aunt, and Marcelo, who was the only Latin cast member on the show, brings a girlfriend, and he's introduced his white girlfriend and introduces her to the family members, and it was really fucking funny, really really good. So
yeah, go check that shit out.
And he performed Un Preview and Monaco from the album.
That song's amazing.
Monaco already being kind of overplayed, no?
Overplayed?
It's on every, like...
It's trending.
I think it's just because...
It's on... Everyone's using it for, like, everything. Yeah. And, like,
it was the first song he came out with to introduce the album. And it's the first song on... Because the first song is kind of like I feel like a... You know, kind of a diary page.
Monaco is really the first.
That's the first
track.
Song. So I can see it happening. That hits a fire song.
Yeah,
fire,
it's fire, sick. Bro. It's sick. Any other like what records do you guys really like from that album? I've been listening to the album a lot.
I like I've been playing Mr. October in the club.
Yeah, that one's fire too.
That knocks.
I haven't had a chance to play any of the music yet because I've been doing a lot of weddings. Been at a lot of weddings. Hibiki?
Hibiki's
that
good.
That song is
and
crazy.
And obviously, Pereo Negro's fire. And
yeah,
a lot of
that
people,
one's fire, too.
A lot of people are catching now. Shout out to Rico. He kind of brought it to my attention as well. At the end, he chose to put Un Preview at the end of the album.
Mm. I saw him post that.
All right. And then and it's saying in the beginning of the song, this is just a preview of what's to come. So I think he's about to drop another album where it's solely based on Pereo.
You know, he's got a big tour coming up too next year.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I'm already registered for that.
Fuck.
Boston.
Dude, that shit, he's downsizing.
Yeah,
like that shit's gonna be so
garden.
That shit's gonna be so expensive and it's gonna be an easy sell. You have to register
I did it already.
To be
wow.
So I actually 29 minutes ago got the email confirming that I'm going to be included. See, that's the thing.
You got an email? I didn't get a fucking
email. So when you register, it's to register to see if you're included in the sale. That's what the registration's for.
Damn.
That's how, like, busy, that's how, like, high, like, traffic there's going to be.
And it's not even guaranteed that you're
And it's not guaranteed.
Wow.
It's just to be, that like, it's like you're registered to be considered to get a ticket. So, 29 minutes ago, I got mine. Oh, this is for the Brooklyn one. Fuck, because I put in two entries. Damn, I didn't get one for the Boston one. That's crazy.
Yeah, I did that shit right away, bro. I did that shit right away.
Anyway, yeah, I mean, he's downside. He did Fenway, which holds way more people than the Garden, is now doing the Garden in Boston on a Wednesday or something like that, or Tuesday or some shit.
Yeah, it's a weekday.
And it's going to be fucking crazy.
It is going to be crazy.
I like Acho and PR, which has Arcángel, Ñengo, Flow, and De La Ghetto.
Classic
super
flow,
old school vibes. They sampled Chévere by Julio Voltio, which I thought was fucking crazy.
I think it was dope. That was fire.
That shit was super fire. So shout out my Boricuas. That was fucking nasty, man. I really like Fina too.
Fina's dope.
Which has like the fucking Tego's not featured in it. Like it's not his name is on it, but he's on the chorus.
It's sample.
It's, with Young Miko. Young Miko's super fire.
Yeah.
So man, he's fucking killing it. But fuck, man.
Yeah, I let the song, I let the album play, and there was no skips for me.
I had a couple skips, but
just because
great album.
I like Bad Bunny and his, you know, dynamic of what he does, as far, like different styles and shit. But another album that I know you don't want to talk about it, but another album that I've really been just listening to and just taking away the bias and like what I wanted, what I expected, I think was just going to and just listen to it for what it is, and then you know if this is where he wants to be, that's fine. I like the For All the Dogs better.
What would you
going into it the way I'm going into it, I like it better that way.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, hasn't changed too much for me. But I did want to circle back though before we move on to that, to the Bad Bunny album. Obviously the numbers aren't as where they were to his previous album. His previous album was doing crazy numbers out the gate, and even like obviously it was probably one of the biggest like Latin albums of our time. That being said, this one only was projected to do like 250K, I think, the first week. And I posed a question to you guys, why do you think that was the case?
Well, you got to think about it. It's trap. Mm. So it's hip hop. So it's right then and there, you are cutting off a whole other market for me. I feel like right there, it doesn't become as global as those other songs where you have. That album had Afrobeats, it had rock, it had pop, it had reggaeton,
merengue.
It had love, it had merengue. So that was that, and every song was a hit. So imagine having a hit in every genre. That's why I feel like he did this to kind of just tap into that trap fan role that he, because he came in as a trap artist.
Yeah.
So he definitely had to do this to get back to those fans, which I think he did.
Yeah, definitely.
And that's why I think he's gearing up to drop another kind of Un Verano Sin Ti kind of album where it's reggaeton, it's more acceptable in a broader scale. Because you know, with the hip hop, you're talking about drugs, talking about this, like that.
Yo, he's talking about some dirt.
He's throwing bro, shots.
His like sexual lyrics though are like insanely. I know you don't speak Spanish. It's really like he's saying crazy shit.
Yeah, so
like,
that's why I feel like this shrinks the audience. But I don't think it's a bad thing. I just think it's just the type of music it is.
I mean, he's so big that if you're like, yo, if you don't fuck with this, it's you, not me.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like, and he does like when I first listened to it, I was just like, yo, like his voice is super dynamic. His voice is not the like you wouldn't want Bad Bunny to sing the national anthem.
No,
you know what I mean. But it's so you can put it on anything, and it sounds really good. And his understanding of being like, I'm rapping on this part, singing on this part, you know, very similar to like an older Drake when he was really good at that as well. And it's just really, really amazing what he can do. And the fact that he can sit back and be like, I'm going to be the third verse.
Yeah.
Let my features do their thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like his decisions that I think, again, in comparison to Drake, where we think Drake has a lot of yes men, I think Bad Bunny has a lot of really great producers around him and he's listening to them.
And you look at the like he talks about it, it's like yo I'm the one with the writing credits on here. If you go on the tracks that doesn't have features, he's the only writing credit on
really?
That. He's the only one.
Wow.
That's wild.
Or you'll have like the producer or something like that. It's not like a long list. I think he takes pride into that. Especially going back to the Trap album era. You know, Shave His Head and all this stuff like that. I think he needed to prove that because the whole, you know, there's been this whole thing of who runs trap, Latin trap since he went the whole commercial route, you know, and he's super open about his sexuality. Well, he's not gay, but he's just super comfortable with himself to where he's.
Oh, he's very loosey goosey.
So
sexually ambiguous. So that's,
and you know, Puerto Ricans and that whole culture down there, they don't really play, especially like if you like.
But he's changing everything, and women fucking love it. But when I do it.
When I dress like Ice Spice,
when I cross dress, it's fucking a problem. Well,
I hope after this that you get the respect you deserve.
Thanks, man.
Because that thong you have on is riding up right now, right?
Bro.
This
chain, this wig.
I literally thought you were losing oxygen when you went like this. Like, I think he's,
bro, I'm gonna pass out.
I think he's losing oxygen right now.
I think so. take it off.
I mean, that would be viral. That would be
if I passed out
viral
on the show.
Yeah, that great. Be good. Yeah, that would be good.
Anything for the show.
Good content.
But another great show, Halloween edition. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Cammy, I mean, this was very unexpected.
Yeah, before we leave, can you give us a performance? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't think there's
crazy.
A song that I know.
Can you see us out?
You know a song fucking rings?
So crazy.
Hold on, you know.
Yeah, we need an ice.
You know what song goes? You know what song goes crazy? Hold on, fuck. I
don't know. Shout out to our special guest tonight, Rice Spice. You know what I'm saying?
This song goes good.
Ow.
Wait a minute, listen, Bobby.
You gotta pat the hair.
Go crazy.
I'm a 10, so I'm pulling a can. Like,
Jazzy, Stacy.
This song goes crazy, son. So we ain't playing tag. Come on,
see you later,
man.
Guys.
You see the vibes. Wow. Happy Halloween. Hope everybody had a great holiday.
Be safe.
Hope everybody dressed up.
Peace.
And we'll see you next time.